I was talking with another trader this week, and it made me reflect on similar things that I was struggling with. And it's about position sizing, but I'm going to get into a lot more than that. Just a little bit about my own journey and some of the struggles I've had, what I'm going through now when I'm moving from futures into stocks, and I'm going from what was day trading into more. I'll occasionally do some day trades still now, but more, I would say, a few days to weeks, sometimes even months. It's to be determined a lot exactly how it's going to unfold for me, but that's how it looks right now. But the main point I wanted to have today was about you only really need to make money once. You only need to get rich once. That could be another way to put it. There's a lot of ways to say, I guess, what I'm trying to say, and that's you could be successful in another career in your business. You could have sold your business. You could have inherited money. You could have worked a long time to be able to have enough money to trade with, or you could have made money trading and now continue to do it to get yourself to a new level. Whatever the case, this might not be appropriate for everybody. Some people might not be in the same position, but I think a lot of people come from different careers and they have money and they get into the market and they don't want to lose that money, but they want to play and they want to learn. And some people take it to the next level and it develops into a lot more. There's a ton of personal growth in this work. And that's, I think, what keeps me in it. I love the fact that I'm always growing, and it's rooting out so many emotional and psychological tendencies and things that I don't know if I would be able to work on elsewhere. So I'm really grateful for that. But in terms of what I've struggled with at times is having success in one area doesn't necessarily mean you earn the right to trade really big or that you're immediately an expert in another area. So you could think of this as from your old business to trading, or even for me, it's a little different because I was day trading and I started in 2000 and I was dabbling in high school and doing it a lot more in college, but I didn't start professionally until after college. So 2002, I believe, is when I started out of college. And what happened then is I learned the ropes and I studied everybody who I thought was a good trader, and I looked at all their trades and I plotted my trades by hand for 10 years I did this and really learned exactly what my system would be. I borrowed things from other people's systems. I tried a zillion things and tossed things out that didn't work. And I was fortunate enough to have started making money pretty quickly. I think within 6 months or a year, I was making money. And my career really took off in 2007, and 2008 was good. And then from then on, I just kind of was at a different level than I was the first maybe 2 or 3 years. So it took me, I would say, 5 years to really hit it good, where I really felt like I knew what I was doing and I was making a lot more money than when I started. But the first few years were sufficient, but it took that long to really get me to where I wanted to be. And as I went through that process, there were still ups and downs, and there were years that were a lot tougher and years where it seemed to be easier. And everyone who trades knows that, where not all strategies work at all times, and breakout markets and early bull markets are different than late bull markets and different than mean reversions. And then bear markets come into play and all these different styles and all these different things you have to be aware of. And it never really ends. And that's part of the fun challenge. But back to my point. So I made my money doing that, trading futures. I made 90% of my money trading futures. And then now I have other investments and things that work for me in the background. But for the most part, that's what I did. And I got sick of sitting behind the screen all the time, and it's super stressful. And it eventually became where I was more of a news and events trader on big days and things like that. And I was getting bored with going in every day and doing the same thing that I had been doing in the past. So I started moving over into the stock market. And this took off about 2015, 2016. I started thinking this way more. I had also traded stocks off and on, maybe a handful of trades a year when I saw something I liked with a little bit of success. No, I didn't do it that big. I was mostly in futures, but I started doing it. But in 2016, I got into it a little bit more. And I would say I really started getting into looking at it in 2018, at the midpoint of 2018. And this year I'm all in with learning. I've joined some groups and some forums, and I'm learning from other people who are good at it. And I'm taking all the knowledge and stuff that I've learned in futures. I mean, I feel like I've lived 5 lives as a trader already with all the tens of thousands of hours I put in. Yet, I feel like I'm just starting when it comes to the stock market, because all that stuff helps me. But at the same time, I'm not an expert at these different holding periods and the intricacies of earnings reports and different things that aren't the same as index future trading, as currency trading, as, you know, bonds and oil and all that stuff. So that's part of the challenge for me. I still haven't gotten to my point yet. I'm usually not this long-winded, but the big point, the big lesson here, and I think others can relate to this who have come in with money from other endeavors, is you tend to trade too big. And I started off trading way too big, and I took some hits that didn't need to be taken. I don't think it was even that I had some really good success and then some really bad ones, and they kind of washed themselves out. And I'm sitting now wondering why I had to do that to myself on the downside a few times, because just because I made money doing something else doesn't, just because I was good at running the 200 doesn't mean I can go run the 1 mile race and be just as good, relatively speaking. I'm not, because I haven't done it yet. I am confident I will be, and I'll figure it out, and I'll probably get to a higher level because this is more scalable. And I like that. And that's great that I feel that way, but I haven't proven that. And a lot of times my trades would say that otherwise. I brought some ego with me about how I thought this would be an easy switch for me. And it's not. It takes time. It's maybe not the same as starting over and not understanding markets, but it's, you know, it's a new thing. So you have to treat it that way. You have to earn that. And you have to really have the respect for the capital you do have, because you only need to make that money once. So there's no reason to give it all back. And not that I'm doing that. I'm just saying there's no reason to come in and have your ego involved to the extent where you start taking big swings at something before you really become proficient at it and treat it like a professional. So I'm talking to myself a lot here, but I know others I've talked to others who have gone through this, and it's similar to the podcast I did on losing after winning. So when you lose something, when you have a nice winning streak, there's all a whole host of reasons why you're set up psychologically to probably lose a lot of money. And that's why you need to back off a little bit. But this is another one, is trading too big. So back to my overall picture of where I am. So in 2016, when I was kind of getting burned out in the future stuff, in 2016, I ended up going into a dark place for a while. I would say 9 months to probably 18 months or so, I was in a spot where I really didn't feel very good. And it was that place where I didn't quite know. I knew I was going to still be involved in markets and trading, but I kind of hit my midlife trading crisis, my burnout point. So I had been doing it at that point for, 14 years or something. And I just kind of needed a break. I never really took a break. So in 2016, I took a lot of time off. And then what I did was I decided to get away as much as I could. But what I found was I just stewed a lot. I wasn't really able to get away. I wasn't able to totally detach. So I started to feel sorry for myself a little bit and try to fight through it and I felt like an entrepreneur who sold his company or something like that, or someone who just had something they did all day and they just decided they weren't as excited about doing it anymore. And I didn't have that desire to get out of bed. I didn't have that fire. And I've always had that. I had so much energy in my 20s to get up and trade every day. And it never really changed all of a sudden. I read so many accounts of other people feeling this way, and I talked to people, and you just got to go through it. And it's one of those things, when you do it, you'll know. And you can kind of tell when you're in it, when it's going to end. And I think it was it took about a year and a half to end, but I kind of could feel like it's starting to end. So fast forward to 2018, the excitement and the joy of what I was doing, which I've always loved since I was even in junior high, I love this stuff. It started to come back to me a little bit. And now this year I'm full of energy, and it's kind of like I'm starting a whole new adventure with the stock trading. And it's something that makes me feel as excited as it did when I was in my early 20s and I was trading futures. And I still have that futures stuff, so I can always dabble in that when there's a busy day, and I'll do that occasionally. You don't lose. You never lose what you were good at. You only add more. So it's not like you're giving up on something. It's just adding another thing. It's a different skill set. Really is different. And there's a lot of things about that I'm learning that did work in futures that don't work as well in stocks, in terms of relationships and divergences and just all this different stuff that became part of my toolkit that I'm relearning. So I think the big point, the first point, is to approach the new adventure respectfully with a healthy I don't know, an experimenter's mindset with a beginner's mind, or however you want to say it, where you come in and you observe it like you're on an alien planet to some extent, and you figure out what works and what doesn't. And you certainly can't copy anybody else, but you can learn from them and take things. I talk about that almost every time I do a recording because I think it's so important. But I'm now at a point where I'm very excited and going forward like it's new again, and it feels awesome. So my second point, the first one being to stay small, the second point is that the energy comes back and the excitement comes back. And it didn't for a long time, and it was really hard. It was probably one of the hardest times of my life. And it's funny because I had more success, more money, all that stuff, and I was way lower psychologically, emotionally than I ever was in the beginning when it was, you know, it was who knows what's going to happen with this when I first started. And even though I always felt like I was going to do well because I loved doing it and it was my dream, but you didn't know for sure until you actually did it. And then when I sunk down into that low place in 2016 and into 2017 a lot as well, I thought, is it ever going to come back? Am I ever going to stop feeling this way? And it did. It did slowly come back, but not all at once, in really small layers. And each day just kind of felt, internally, I felt better. So it was almost like externally nothing changed, but internally I felt a little more excited. I felt the urge to dig into something new, and then the stock stuff started and now I'm really deep into trying to figure out exactly what my style is going to be. My style is going to be something with a mix of what I did in futures combined with some of the things I'm learning from others trading stocks, combined with this news, stupid news, different ways to get into a situation or a trade when people get emotional and it might not make sense. So it's just going to be a weird blend that's going to be uniquely mine, and I can easily describe it to somebody, and others might learn something from it that they could take, but no one's ever going to trade the same way you do. It's an artistic thing. Unless you have a system that's less discretionary, you're basically an artist and you're living yourself out in the market, and you're trying to ring fence what you're not good at and protect yourself from it and really leverage those strengths and find a niche that works for you, and then really go at it and become an expert at that niche. So that's where I sit now, and hopefully this is useful to somebody.